AM Tampa Bay, Ryan Gorman in for Jack Harris with Aaron, Jeff, and Natalie. And joining the show for the first time, we have Dave, the IT guy, to talk some tech. You can find him online at bringyourownsecurity.net. Dave, how are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. I am wonderful. It's been an awesome day.
Thank you so much for joining us. So let's start with, we have a couple of things that we want to cover here. Let me start with home cameras. Everybody seems to have these cameras, whether it's like, you know, right in front of the door or cameras inside the house. And they are hackable, potentially. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, we all know about how the baby cams years ago, people would hear voices through those cams talking to their babies. And we all knew that that was a problem. But then these new cameras came out that were supposed to be two-way audio, so you could answer your front door, you know, the Arlo cameras, the Blink cameras, the Ring doorbells, et cetera. Well, what most people do is they plug them in, do what the instructions tell them, and let them go. And the reality is that's exactly what the hackers want you to do, is just follow the instructions, because these manufacturers make it as simple as they can for people who may not.
Whoop, did we lose Dave, the IT guy? Are we having technical difficulties with Dave, the tech guy?
Dave, we lost you.
Can start viewing whatever your camera can see, and whether that be indoor or outdoor, at some point it could compromise your safety.
So how easy are they to hack? Like, I have one of those little, I think it's like a D-Link camera, so I can spy on my dog just to make sure he's not destroying my house when I'm gone. Are those relatively easy to hack?
So it really just depends on what you've done with them. So if you just plug them in with the hope of being able to look at them over the internet, the reality is that if you are able to go to work or somewhere else and take a look at your camera from remotely, by and large, the hackers are able to do it as well with really just a little bit of effort, especially if, like I said, if you just plugged it in and went. Now, if you've done things like change the default username and password, and you have a router on your home network that is configured to be more secure, then the possibility and probability of being hacked is far much harder. But if you've just done what the instructions told you, you didn't know to put a router in front of it to secure yourself, or you didn't know to change the default settings, then you are one of those easy 50 to 60% that I say we as hackers, I've been a professional hacker now for 10 years.
Nice.
So somebody like me, or somebody that's even, you know, more hardcore than me, could probably compromise a camera in that situation in about 30 minutes.
So you're a master hacker. So if you were in here right now and I wanted you to hack Ryan Gorman's camera so we could check on his dog, would you be able to hack that?
If he just plugged and played and didn't do anything extra, and he doesn't have a router at home, I could probably hack it while we were, during your whatever 4-hour on air time. Yes, if he put some security in front of it and changed the username and password, probably not.
You would see my dog sleeping on my bed right now, so it's not. I don't know that that's necessarily worth hacking. The other quick thing I want to ask you about ransomware: we've actually had a city here in Florida that got hit with ransomware, and they had to do a big payout to try to get everything back on track. They were having to write down 911 calls on pen and paper, because if it's a real quick ransomware, how big of a problem?
It's a huge problem. Ransomware used to be you had to download something and click it and get it installed. Now, the new version of ransomware, you can just go to a website that has a video playing in the background, and it might just be like a fake ad on the side of the web page, something like that. And your computer can be compromised with ransomware in under 30 to 45 seconds, unless you, again, have taken some steps to protect your browser from, you know, you can do things to not let videos automatically play.
Right.
Like that. That's the kind of steps you have to take to stop that sort of ransomware. But if not, that city you're talking about down there, they made national news.
It was a huge story out of here in Florida. Dave, the IT guy, the tech expert, who you can find on the website. Sorry, Dave, we got to run here. Bringyourownsecurity.net is the website. Dave, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Good morning, guys, and thank you so much.
All right. You didn't think it was cool that I thought he was an IT guy and he could hack?